If you will open your Bibles again to our scripture, Mark 11:22. And I want to go talk about this again. And like I said, I want to go in just a little different direction, but we will accomplish the same goal and purpose as we follow the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the thought that we will, if you want a subject, doubt, don't let doubt steal your faith. I'm going to say it again. Do not let doubt steal your faith. Your faith is very, very, very important to you in these times in which we are living. It is of utmost importance that we learn to use our faith, be accurate with it, and not something that we take a shot at and hope it work. But it's something we should know and be accurate with it. Did y'all hear what I said? Because we are coming into a time where we need to know that we know that we know. Amen. And it's not something we take lightly and give it. And we got to get out of the place where we are lazy towards the Word of God, to a confession, to walking in the light of it, being doers of it on a daily basis. It's something that we live by. Amen. So, we want to look at this tonight, and I think it's just real important that we bask ourselves in this word, because it is the only life. Some years ago, I think it was 9/11, right after 9/11, had a meeting with all the high archives and officials and so forth, and they had Franklin Graham there to speak, and he said, made a statement, and they just went all to pieces. And this is why we need to know our Bible. He said, Jesus is the only way. And see, you got many saying there's so many ways we can get to God. No, it's not. All right. Number one. Amen. Jesus said it out of his own mouth. I'd rather believe Jesus Amen. Than to believe anybody else. All right. He said, I am the way. Didn't say I am a way. I am
the way,
Amen. The truth, and the life. Amen. And then Jesus, John writing, rather Paul writing, and in his writing he said, made the statement, the just shall live by faith. And therefore it behooves us to make sure that we get all the hindrance from out of the way, because it's by faith that we obtain, we receive, we lay hold on, we walk therein, all that God has provided. He didn't leave anything out. If he had left something out, that means Jesus would have to return and do something else again. But because he finished it forever, we can be assured that these truths that we behold in, these truths that we are hearing and the truth that we receive will stand for all eternity. They can never be altered, can never be changed, and they will never diminish in its ability to perform what God said. This truth will always do exactly what God said in words to us. Amen. So don't let doubt steal your faith. Because doubt shows up with all kinds of stuff, in feelings, in circumstances, in other people, in the pulpit, in the marketplace, wherever. Shows up and try to steal your faith, telling you that it won't work. It might have worked for so-and-so, but you're not going to get it this time. Or you didn't qualify. No, when I got born again, I qualified for everything because God qualified me. God qualified you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.